metal paper. Helen is making metal paper. We walked the forest path with her to gather the long stalks, growing in fat clumps along the lake shore. Cecilia called the names of the hedgerow flowers: tufted vetch, dog violet, meadow sweet, caught sight of a newt skittering under clover. The quiet of the woodland is deceptive. On straining to listen again, I heard my thoughts, spinning jennies falling through green, and pine needles and cones crackling beneath unseen feet and claws. Then the singing of thin branches swinging on their hinges, pulling against bark. Stretching my ears further, I heard bass notes of a breeze in the ash, sending whispers across the lake, little billows, and a very low hum from the echo chamber of the ancient glacial bowl. In a book, I saw an image of a nettle coat pierced with pins, a garment of shaming. But Helen's nettle paper is see-through, pea green, a moiré lake's screen, or grasshopper's wings, a mossy cobweb from which she will make lacy forest knickers, panties that unveil umbels and tendrils and silken donkey ears, listening for what's kicking up its heels under the stinging nettle's cover. Thank you.